Last month at the United Nations General Assembly, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau promised to do more to help his country's 1.4 million Indigenous people. He said there needed to be an effort to, quote, correct past injustices and bring about a better quality of life. On Friday, the Canadian government took a step to repair that relationship. It agreed to pay $600 million in legal settlements for a program that for years forcibly separated Indigenous children from their families and put them up for adoption around the country and around the world. Ian Austin has been covering this story for the New York Times, joins me now via Skype from Ottawa. Ian, let's first talk about how long running was this program? How many people did it affect?
We're not sure precisely how many affected, but the best guess is about 30,000 people. And it started in 1965, and in various parts of the country, petered out about 19, 20 years later.
How did the social workers determine whether a child needed to be taken out of their village, their reservation, their family?
Well, there were two huge problems from the outset. As the federal government was planning this program, it was very much aware that there would be a danger of eroding Indigenous culture. So it told the provinces that they should go and talk to leaders in Indigenous communities about how social services should be provided to children. For whatever reason, that was never done. And what happened was social workers were set up to these remote, often remote communities, and they had no training about Indigenous culture at all. And the biggest thing they didn't know about is Indigenous culture has a heritage of communal child rearing. I was told many years ago, the first time I went to a reserve, you never ask a kid who their parents are. You say, where are you staying? Because they, at that point, they might be staying with an aunt. Mm-hmm. They might be staying with a grandparent. So these social workers came up, had no idea of any of this, looked around. It was the antithesis of Southern Canada. And for them, the solution was to just take these kids away and have them adopted, on the thinking being that they'd be better off anywhere else than they were in their homes.
So what happened? They're adults now. I mean, did they sort of assimilate as the goal was, or did they find themselves kind of in a weird no man's land where they didn't fit in Southern Canada, but then now they didn't fit back in the tribe?
This program took them right out of the reserve, took away their birth names. They would get new names when they were adopted, often new given names. The court case that spurned this settlement found that there was a terrible legacy of emotional, mental, and social problems affecting these people, because they, as kids, they were bullied by white kids at school. So they never felt, even if they were with a loving family, they never really felt part of white Southern culture, but they really couldn't go back home because they didn't know the language. You know, they'd been completely cut off from that culture as well. So there was this whole generation of people who grew up in kind of social, cultural, emotional limbo.
Ian Austin of the New York Times joining us via Skype today from Ottawa. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.